Listening Library presents Brookgina by Karen Cushman, read for you by Becky Ann Baker, with an introduction read by the author.
I was 10 years old when Grandma Lipsky took me to the Polish cemetery in Chicago to show me her mother's grave. In front of a gravestone marked Brookgina Chedwinski, she sat and cried while I watched her, this tough little grandma who never cried. Many years later, when I thought about writing a book about a Polish girl from Chicago, I decided to call her Brookgina, after my great-grandmother. I checked with my father to make sure I had the spelling correct, and I discovered that Brookgina was not her first name, but was the Polish word for family. The gravestone marked the resting place of the Brookgina Chedwinski, or Chedwinski family. Brookgina is about the search for a family, and I decided that while Brookgina was not my great-grandmother's name, it was the perfect name for the girl in my story. And so she is, Brookgina. I would like to dedicate this book to my family, the Chedwinskis, the Cushmans, and the Lipskis, who were kings in Poland.
Chapter 1. Chicago, 1881. On a cold Monday morning in March, when a weak, pale sun struggled to shine and ice glistened in the cracks in the wooden street, a company of some 22 orphan children, with stiff new clothes and little cardboard suitcases, boarded a special railway car at the station near the Chicago River. I know, because I was one of them.